Let's take a closer look now at those census numbers out this week. They show that over the last decade, the U.S. population grew at just 7.4%. That's the second slowest pace in the country's history. And there are more census results coming later this year that have already sparked lawsuits. So let's take a look at what's ahead with NPR national correspondent Hanzi Lawang. He covers all things census-related. This is his moment. He joins us from New York. Hi, Hanzi.
Hi, Robin.
So why has the country's population grown so slowly over the last decade?
You know, demographers around the country are trying to answer that question right now. Some of the factors folks are considering based on recent estimates from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey, you know, the growth in the number of immigrants in the U.S. has slowed in recent years. And other records show that overall we're seeing fewer births and more deaths in the country. And researchers are going to keep looking at more data to figure out exactly why population growth was so slow this past decade.
Yeah. And there's a political aspect to this. The new census count gave Texas 2 new House seats. Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon each picked up 1. 7 states lost a seat. But, huge political ramifications, which we talk about elsewhere in the program. We focus on just that. But what kind of population trends are you noticing in different regions?
We're seeing lots of population growth in the South, which was saw the fastest growth of all the regions since 2010 at 10.2%. Also seeing large growth in the West, but smaller gains in the Northeast and Midwest. And according to the 2020 census, California is still the state with the most residents, and Wyoming has the fewest. But the fastest growing state is Utah, which saw its population grow over the past decade at 18.4%.
Yeah, well, beautiful state, could be a reason. But most of the counting for last year's census took place in the middle of the pandemic. You know, how many people sadly died last year from COVID-19. Are they counted in the census? How does that work?
It depends on when a person who was living in the U.S. died. The census was supposed to be a snapshot of the country's population as of census day, which was April 1st, 2020. So it was not supposed to count any U.S. residents who died before that date, but people who died on or after April 1st last year should have been counted in these state population numbers that were just released.
Yeah. Well, there were concerns also that certain communities, Native American communities, residents in rural areas, were being undercounted. So do we know how accurate these numbers are?
You know, it's really hard to say much about that right now. The Bureau has only put out state population numbers without any details about these states' demographics. That will be part of the second set of census results coming out later. And the Bureau is still running quality checks on that information. And there has been a lot of concern, however, that I've been tracking about how historically undercounted groups were counted. These include people of color, rural residents, renters, immigrants, especially after the pandemic made it just so difficult to send out door knockers for months to count households less likely to fill a census form themselves because of distrust of the U.S. government or just lack of knowledge about the census. And last summer, the Trump administration made last-minute decisions to cut short the time for counting, making counting these historically undercounted groups even more difficult. And, you know, there's never been a perfect census, but there are worries that some groups for the 2020 census may not have been counted as completely and as accurately as other groups. And that could have long-lasting consequences for political representation over the next decade, plus who gets federal funding and our basic understanding of who's living in this country, what their needs are, and how we can prepare for what the U.S. may look like 10, 20 years from now.
Well, as we just said, several red states got, you know, more representation. So with all those concerns about the problems, is it possible to redo the count?
The short answer is I don't know. The main purpose of the census, according to the Constitution, is to produce state population numbers in order to redistribute seats in the House of Representatives. And it's not clear if numbers from a census do-over could be used to do that. You know, federal law does allow for what's known as a mid-decade census in 2025, but those results would not be able to be, we can't use those for reapportioning the House. And there's also a question about money. Last year's census is estimated to be the most costly count in U.S. history at $15.6 billion. So a question to think about is, would Congress be willing to fund another headcount so soon after the 2020 census?
And I can see census workers, you know, screaming, no. You mentioned more coming from the 2020 census. Do we know when?
By August 16th, the Bureau plans to release population counts for counties, towns, other small areas, plus that data on race, ethnicity, age, and sex. State and local officials around the country are very anxious. They want this information so they can really redraw voting districts. But the timing may change here depending on how two lawsuits turn out. Alabama and Ohio are asking federal courts to force the Bureau to put this data out earlier by the end of July. So I'm watching to see how these legal battles play out.
NPR national correspondent Hansi Lo Wang, he watches census matters for us. Hansi, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.